out of Matthew chapter 18. I began to read in verse 21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. And that's a question. He says, till seven times. And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had in payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. And then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. You can be seated tonight. Heavenly Father, help us while we preach. We certainly need a touch from you. I pray you'd save somebody that might be here lost. Help the one that needs help. For these things in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And amen. As I look in this passage of Scripture, I look in the whole chapter and we find that, first of all, the Lord talks about coming in humility as a child. If you're going to come to Him, you're going to have to come as a little child. He talks about everlasting and hellfire in the middle part of this chapter. He tells us in verse 11 why He came, for the Son of Man is to come to save that which was lost. Ain't you glad tonight that He come to save lost sinners? Amen. I'm thankful for that tonight. And then He deals in that with rules dealing with a brother or sister that trespasses against you. He deals with that somewhere starting around verse 15 and down through verse 17. He deals with those rules and how to deal with them. But then Peter begins to ask him in verse 21. He asked him about forgiveness. And this passage of Scripture that I read deals in that primarily in the very fact that we have been forgiven, so we should forgive. I mean, what is it in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32? And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving. What is it? Forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Colossians chapter 3, he said, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, longsuffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So we should forgive one another. We go to Luke 17. The Lord Jesus said, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. If he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes it's awful hard being the bigger person, ain't it? I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's hard in our flesh to want to forgive. But you know what the Scripture tells us to do? It tells us to forgive. It says you're forgiven. God forgave you. You wasn't worthy and I wasn't worthy. But He forgave us simply because we asked. Amen. And He wiped the slate clean. Amen. And that's simply what I want to preach on tonight. Is not us giving forgiveness, but in the very fact that there was an account right here that God settled. And if I could preach tonight, I would use an old title out of that Redback book, When an Old Account got settled long ago. I love that old song in the Redback book. It talks about how that there was an account outstanding and I wasn't paying. But boy, thank God that Christ did. I want to come back and look at this Lord right here and look at this one that had and that his account taken care of. Number one, first of all, I want you to see in verse 23 and verse 24, there was a reckoning day. Now we preach a lot of times, preachers do, that there's a reckoning day coming, there's a judgment day coming, and there is. There's a great white throne coming. What is it in Revelation chapter 20? And I saw a great white throne and him that sat upon it from whose face the heaven and the earth fled away and there was found no place for them. And when he said, I saw the dead, small and great stand before him. Now notice in Revelation 20, he calls them dead. Listen, they're dead. If you die in your sins, you're dead for all eternity. Never to live. Listen, but you know, there's coming a reckoning day, and that for the child of God. Do you know there's coming a reckoning day for you? The Bible tells us, in the book of Romans, that every one of us must give an account unto God himself. I mean, the Bible talks about in the book of 1 Corinthians that there is a judgment seat over there, and Brother Larry talked about that while he was preaching the other day. But listen, there come a day, there come a reckoning day and a judgment day. If you're saved, there come one in your life. There come a time when you realize that God judged you and you stood guilty before God. And that's what's going on right here. Listen, this fellow's got a reckoning day and he has been brought. He began to take account of his servants and he has been brought and that before his Lord and judgment has begun to be made. You realize there's a day the Holy Spirit came and knocked on your heart and showed you that you were lost and you needed to do something about your lost condition. You needed to do something. If you look in this passage of Scripture right here, he began to show him how much the account was outstanding, wasn't it? I mean, the bill got presented, 10,000 talents. Now, depending on how you figure what a talent is, and I've been through all this, and I mean, man, I've got numbers that just go on and on and on, but I'll be honest with you, this was an insurmountable amount. It was a number that couldn't be paid. Listen, no different than our sin that was stacked against us, and if you're lost, it's still stacked against you. You can't pay for your sin. I want you to look at what he said. I'm getting ahead of myself, but look what he said. He said, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. Well, he couldn't pay all. He couldn't pay none of it, could he? I mean, listen, if we could pay for one little iota of sin, listen, then we could pay for it all. But hey, that's why Christ came. I was to pay for our sin. Ain't that wonderful tonight? I to know that my sin and your sin got paid for. Listen right here. The outstanding debt was more than it could be paid. I mean, it was like $1 trillion in today's terms, if you'd let me say that. He wanted to do something. He said, Lord, he said, if you'll just have patience with me, I'll pay thee all. Listen, there ain't enough paying that we can do to get saved tonight. Jesus came and died. Thank God. I'm still excited about getting saved. I'm still excited about Calvary. Listen, I've been down in the mouth lately and down in the heart, but God stirred my heart in the past few days. Hey, I'm still excited about the payment that was made. Listen, we got to get over some things and move on and remember why we do what we do is because we've been forgiven and don't we want others to get the same forgiveness that we've got tonight. Listen, this fellow right here, he couldn't pay for it. You know, there's a world of lost and dying people out there that can't pay for their sin. And boy, they're trying. They're just like this fellow right here. Lord, have patience. You know, some people, when they get presented with the debt that's standing against them, they begin to try to figure out how to pay it. They begin to think that their works is good enough. They begin to think that, hey, I can do this or I might be able to do that. But the Bible says in Galatians 2, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. It's not doing but believing tonight. Amen. It's not doing but believing. He said, not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. There was a payment, though, that was required. Do you realize that? The king was requiring a payment. You know, God required a payment. The law required a payment for sin. I was talking to a preacher friend of mine today. We were talking about dispensationalists and dispensationalism and hyper-dispensationalism and all that. And I said, you know what God in the Old Testament, He kind of just pushed our sins on down the road from year to year. He just, yeah, they had to pay. Yeah, they. I won't say that they paid for them, but they reaped them out. Israel reaped out their sins. Because if Israel could pay for it, then you know what? Then Jesus wouldn't have had to come. But you know what? They couldn't pay for them. So God just moved their sins on down the road. He just moved them every year when they had that scapegoat out there and they killed one and sent one out into the wilderness. God just moved that sin just a little further down the road till there come a day that man Jesus was born into this earth. Boy, ain't that what a great day. Ain't that for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And He shall save His people from their sins. You know, that's what I had to get saved from. Got saved from sin. I was listening to a preacher the other day, and boy, he's doing a good job on it. And he's talking about, you know, we talk about getting saved from hell and getting saved from self and all that, and we do, amen. But you know, Jesus came to save us from sin. That's why He came to save us from. And you know what? When Jesus went to Calvary, He took my sin and your sin upon Himself, and He paid the debt. There was a debt that had to be paid right here. Somebody had to pay a debt. So the response, you see, that there was a reckoning day. There came a day when God showed you were lost. And if you're lost in here tonight, He may be knocking on your heart showing you that you're lost tonight and that you need to get saved. Listen, I'm glad for that fateful day that God came by where I was. I don't know why He chose that day. I don't. I don't know why He picked that night. Why He hadn't dealt, and maybe He hadn't dealt with my heart prior to that. I don't remember. Me and my wife, we have that discussion sometimes. You know, memories tend to leave us sometimes. But I do remember that night He come and dealt with my heart. And we'll begin to knock on it. And, you know, people say, well, you didn't think right, or you didn't. I heard a great message just this past week. I guess I've listened to a lot of preaching this past week. He was preaching on chronic doubters. And you know, people tell you, you got to do this to get saved, or say this, or believe this way. And you do got to believe in Christ Jesus the Lord and Calvary and what He done. And all those things, I understand that. But listen, none of our testimony is going to be the same. It's never going to be the same. You know what, Brother Larry? Brother Larry talked about shouting when he got up off the altar, when he got saved. I didn't do that. That mean I didn't get saved? Why, no. Why, no. I talked to a preacher friend of mine this week. He's talking about getting saved. He said, I don't even believe I cried when I got saved. He said, I didn't go to the altar. He said, I was on the back row. And he said, in the middle of chapel service where I went to school at. And he said, God spoke to my heart and I got saved. And so listen, it's when God comes and shows you the Lord by the Holy Spirit, shows you that there's a reckoning day, that you're standing lost before an almighty Savior that wants to save you tonight. Boy, I'm still excited about that. I'm excited. Listen, but there was a response. He responded in the fact that, first of all, that He wanted to do something about it. He said, have patience with me and I'll pay thee all. But I want you to look at what happened next. You say, well, He forgave him. No, come down in verse 32. At this point, He is rebuking him. I understand that. But I want you to look at what He said at the end part of verse 32. He said, I forgave thee all that debt. Why? Because thou desirest me. I believe He asked Him. I believe that servant somewhere in that conversation asked his king to forgive him of that debt. Now, that king may have asked him, said, you want me to just forgive you of that debt? You know that's the thing about it. He seen himself guilty. He had to. He had to see himself owing it. He had to see himself needing to pay it. He had to see himself in that. Not being able to pay it. And I don't know if the king asked him, do you just want me to forgive you? But you know what? That fellow looked up to the king and said, hey, I want you to forgive me. You know, night I got saved, I didn't ask him to forgive me. I asked him to save me. And I'll be honest with you, that plagued me for a long time too. Because you'd hear preachers talk about, you got to say this and you got to say that. But you know what? I finally just realized one day that He dealt with my heart and I come to Jesus. He said, if you'll come to me,
He said, I'll in no wise cast you out. Ain't that a wonderful thought? Boy, that's exciting tonight. In the preacher's heart, that's exciting to know that I'm his. But listen, listen. He said, he asked the king, he said, would you forgive me? Would you forgive me? Did you ever come and ask the Lord to save you? What was your response when the Lord showed you that you was lost? What was your response? I remember he dealt with me, and I remember that I moved, and I wanted to be forgiven of that debt. Boy, I tell you, imagine how pressing this was to this old boy right here. He come before his king, and his king, I mean, it was 10,000 talents. I've got pinned out here in the side of my Bible that was like 120 million days of labor. It was just insurmountable. Imagine the weight that laid on him when he knew that he couldn't pay and he was going to have to be sold and his children and his wife was going to have to be sold and his goods was going to have to be sold. Imagine the weight that was on him. But boy, I tell you, the king said, you just want me to forgive you? Imagine that. What would you say? What would you say if you had a debt in front of you that was bigger than that you could ever pay, that you could ever imagine? And listen, that's how we are as sinners. It's a debt that we can't pay. And somebody says from heaven, would you like me to forgive you? Ain't that exciting tonight? I can imagine how this old boy felt. No doubt he was probably excited about being forgiven. I want you to look at the reaction of his master tonight. So the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. You know why the Lord saved us and forgave us? For compassion's sake. You know why he came? Brother Marvin preached last Wednesday on why he came. You know, I mean that in his poverty, you know, that in he left his riches to come down here, that through his poverty we might be rich. He looked down from heaven. You know, I've preached on that. He looked down. He came down. He laid down. Huh? You know, first thing he done was look down from heaven and had compassion on us. Just like in Luke chapter 10 when that good Samaritan saw that one that had been robbed, and that the thieves, he had fell among thieves and had been robbed, stripped, and was left half dead, laying in the ditch over there on his way to Jericho. And the Bible said that when he saw him, he had compassion on him. You remember the night or the day? I keep saying the night because that's when I got saved. I don't know about you. But he had compassion on me. He looked down where I was and had compassion. But you know, there, he not only looked down from heaven, he came down from heaven and had compassion on us. And listen, the Bible said, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Remember what I'm preaching on tonight? An old account got settled long ago. I love that old song. Long ago, down on my knees, long ago I settled it all. And the old account was settled long ago, hallelujah. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago. I'm glad that there come a reckoning day, and I'm glad that my response, my reaction, was to come to him. But his response was to have compassion on me and forgive me. Now notice what the Bible said, that he loosed him. Do you realize he had already bound him? Do you realize at that point he was already bound and going to be carried off into prison? See there, when they brought him, he was bound up. He was brought before the king. Oh, and do you realize that's what sin does? It binds up. Boy, it bounds. And I mean, hey, you ain't free. You don't know what freedom is. Boy, ain't you glad the Bible said that what is it over there? And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I mean, hey, when we come before Jesus, all those binds and all those shackles that was on us, listen, he just took care of them and took them off of us. Why? He forgave us of all our sins. The old account got settled. And so he said this. He said he moved with compassion and loosed him. And then here's the last thing, and forgave him the debt. He just forgave it. He still owed it. He owed it till the king said, "You're forgiven." They flipped the pencil upside down and just erased it. You imagine our sin debt's just been erased. You know, the Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 that He laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Jesus took our sin so that we didn't have to. The Bible said in Ephesians 1, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." He just forgave him. Why? He forgave him because He desired him to do that. Listen, my account got settled a long time ago. What about your account? That old song talks about that there was an account growing large every day. And I was never trying to pay. It don't matter whether you're trying to pay or not. Paying ain't going to work. But you got to come to Christ. I remember that. Remember when my sins got forgiven. I'm still excited about that. How about your account tonight as we bow our heads across the house? Brother Jeff, give us just a little music tonight. Listen, I don't know about your account tonight before the Lord. If you're saved, then your sins have been forgiven. And you're no longer guilty before God. But if you've never been saved, if you've never come to Him, then friend, your sins are still held against you. And you need to get saved tonight. If you need to come and pray, I want you to come. You might want to come pray and just thank the Lord that your account's been settled.